man that joined us full time in the first put out the paper while I've been doing this this history, because that's been all time consuming to prepare.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I'm supposed to ask you about your social contacts. Are most of your friends people who live right around here, State Farm, Bullock County? Your close
It's, of course, it's more and more so in the last 5-10 years. Until then, I mean, up until about then, about 10 years ago, I guess, people with whom I was associated while I was in the Pacific, newspaper people, photographers, I kept in contact with. I'm a member of a Combat Correspondents Association, and up until about 10 years ago, I was real active. And all the college people I knew were from this area anyway, so the association at college was pretty much with people from this area. I would say that nearly all of our social contacts are within, well, say, Atlanta on the north and Savannah on the south and east.
Let's see.
Let's put it as statewide, because like tends to attract light, despite the old saying that opposites attract. Most of our real close friends are all newspapers.
Yeah.
Because there's not another breed of people in the world. Everyone else is just as crazy as loon. I go around, I got a little a talk that I do to high school newspaper staffs, college newspaper staffs, and my opening statement is that there's not one real qualification that amounts to anything, unless you got to be just a little bit crazy to go in the newspaper business. And the more crazy you are, the more it helps.
Where were your parents born?
Right here in this county.
Uh-huh. And do you know where their parents were born?
Right here in this county.
Well, how far back can you go?
That's as far. It's a strange thing. Not, maybe it's not strange either. Now, I'm deeply interested in this, but I have no particular interest whatsoever in the genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that great-granddaddy lived here in the... I don't even know his name.
Mm-hmm.
William, yes, I do. William. They were Scotch-Irish. Uh-huh. Though people say that's not a legitimate name to call them. But they came here, and my grandfather was, at one time, probably the largest landowner in the county.
Uh-huh. Now, this is which grandfather?
On my mother's side.
On your mother's
yes.
side. Uh-huh.
And my father's father was a large landowner, but he was more he operated a large cotton gin operation in connection with his farming operations.
Uh-huh.
They were over on the north end side of the county, and mother's people were on the just 3 miles from town.
Uh-huh. And your mother's parents farmed also?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you know how much education your grandparents had?
None.
Uh-huh.
I doubt seriously if granddaddy ever went to school. Now, mother went to school, and you know, it's a funny thing. You ask the elderly people, where'd you go to school? Well, I walked about 3 miles, and I don't believe you'll ever get an answer from a person who went to a rural school that where the school was further than 3 miles from school. But she went to what they call those old field schools. A landowner would have a vacant building somewhere on his property, on his farm, and the community would get together and